too. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Mr. Madrid from the Mr. Madrid Show, and today is episode number 15. Now, we're shooting this directly from our cruise ship that we took for our 10th wedding anniversary.
Our yacht.
Our yacht. We just let a lot of other people come on. And I set everything up so we have soundproofing, so hopefully you don't hear all that background noise.
It's lit
over here. It's on. But today's episode, we just wanted to talk about the importance of having time for yourselves when you're in a
relationship.
In a relationship. You may bring this up a little bit, just in case.
Ooh, brain freeze.
Bring that up a little bit. Yeah, so the importance of having some you time with your other half. Prior to last year, we didn't do any vacations for like over 10 years. Not counting the one that we came down to Florida, we came with the kids, but just like us two by ourselves, enjoying each other and just spending that quality time. We made that commitment last year that we'll always take 2 trips a year.
At minimum.
So one is just me and the wife.
It's an us trip, and then it's a family trip in the summertime.
How do you feel like that worked out last year?
It was good. It was a little nerve-wracking because we hadn't done anything like that. But it was nice to get away.
Yeah.
And to go to the Bahamas. We loved it. But it was an easy trip, too, because it was just, we drove to the port. Got on a boat for a couple of days. We get to eat as much as we wanted, do what we wanted. We get to chill on the beach for as long as we wanted, at least until they told us to come back on the boat.
That first time we went to Nassau.
It's a tourist area, so it was just...
Yeah, so they were on us.
It was a lot. It was a good trip. It was a nice, well-needed trip for us, anyway.
And then the second trip, we got on the same cruise. We went on Carnival. We live in Florida, so it's not too difficult just to get to Port Canaveral. And then the second one, we took the kids. But the second one, we went to Bimini, which is the island that we went to this time. And it was beautiful.
How are we today?
It is worth paying the extra couple dollars for them to pick you up as soon as you get off of the ship. And they take you to a spot where it's like private beach, have a pool, and things like that. It is some extra money. This time around, we just kind of like...
We were winging it.
Yeah. There's a little bridge that you crossed over. We didn't have to pay anything. We kind of like balled out on food. So we bought conch, which is amazing. If you haven't tried it,
I'm gonna try it.
But other than that, it's our 10th wedding anniversary. And I can't believe that it's been 10 years since you said I do, which is amazing. At the anniversary.
I think I said sure.
Yeah. At the thing, she said sure.
Sure.
But that's her humor. That's how she is.
Ooh.
But
is it raining?
Oh yes, it is. Right?
Yeah, we're passing. We're going through a rain cloud. It's raining. Ooh. It rained on our wedding day.
It did. It was pouring.
Good luck.
But so yeah, being parents of two beautiful kids, working full-time jobs, all these different things that are going on with life, you can get caught up with that. And then you forget about the importance of having each other, spending time with each other. And like one thing that I saw like on a YouTube video about relationships, and even a friend of mine, he said that you always have to continue dating each other and falling in love with one another. So that should never stop. And hopefully that's the theme of this whole video. It's starting to rain a little bit, so we might have to cut it short. Or we'll just go into another area to talk about this. But yeah, how do you feel about that? Like continuing to date each other?
Oh, I think it's important.
Right?
But then you lose touch.
With one another.
Yeah. You lose touch. So it's like... You get so caught up with everything else. You have school, and you have school activities, and then you have work, and you have work activities, and then you have holidays and all this stuff. that there's never really like a time for.
Yeah, and even when you
us, and then we don't have any.
Like, I was gonna say that we don't have anybody to hold.
We don't have support in the sense of like.
We don't live next to our parents.
Yeah.
We don't have nobody that we. We're one of those parents that we don't leave our kids anywhere. We just don't. We much rather take them with us. It's just safer that way. You stay out of problems. You know what your kid's doing. We're very hands-on
watch
with our kids.
True crime, so ain't nobody gonna be watching my kids.
Yeah. So. But other than that, like it's, I think it's extremely important. If you can have date night, we were having date night at one point once a week, just to stay aligned with each other. So one thing that we were starting to do and we kind of fell off on is like checking in with each other once a week. That's something that like I saw also on TikTok and stuff, like with relationship advice. Is,
weekly check-in, like weekly where check-in. Are you at? Where am I at?
How you or, feeling?
Like, heads up, this week is going to be... either if it's work or school, this week is going to be a little intense for me. So just have, what was that, the video the girl said? Have a little grace.
This she week. Was specifically talking about the monthly cycle that women go through. And she said, hey, I'm ovulating or something like that.
She said,
like, so I may
started.
Be a little bit like.
So if I'm snappy or whatever. But so I feel like I tell you that.
Yeah, like I just feel like I see it
I
in
do,
your face.
Because, yeah, but there's times that, like, I remember us being in the car, and then I'm like, if I seem a little irritable, like, it's not
that
you.
Is true.
It's not you or anything.
100%.
Or, like, if I'm annoyed at a situation, I'll say, the situation has me annoyed. Not anybody, just the situation. So I feel like I've tried to communicate that a little bit more. Yeah. I can't hide when I'm annoyed in my face. You can see it. You can see it.
She hold back any punches when she feels how she feels. But I think that's super important because the times that we were doing, we're like every other relationship, you go through your struggles here and there where just stars aren't aligning the way you wish they could. And just at least starting at a point where you could talk to each other once a week and just touch base with the goals that you set out for each other as far as helping each other out at home and things of that nature, I think is super important.
Yes.
And like the most important relationship that you can have other than with God is with your other half. So like if this isn't meshing well, that trickles down to everything else in your life.
Oh yeah.
Like work, your kids, then your kids see that relationship.
And then they think that's the standard. It's normal to argue like that or just not communicate in that way.
We don't argue in front of our kids. There's times that we get loud because we're just loud in general. And they're like, are you guys arguing? I'm like, no, we're far from arguing.
Yeah. Emma will say, you guys fighting? I'm like, no, we're just passionate about what we're talking about right now.
We're not about that, having our kids around that atmosphere. But I think it's more important when your kids see mom and dad dancing with each other randomly while doing
mom
dinner.
Mom and dad helping.
Yeah, like helping out.
Yeah, like I'm big on Emma not being the only one to help in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, so the boys get to go sit down and do whatever while the girls have to clean up. That's
enough.
Yeah,
she holds me accountable when it comes to that. She'll be like, your son is watching you.
Yeah, because like, it goes both ways because we have both.
Yeah.
So for Emma, she'll think that when she's older, that's the norm. She's supposed to be catering to somebody, and she should not be catering to somebody. It should be
a
vice
mutual
versa.
Thing. Yeah.
It should be I cater tonight, or I got it today because you're not feeling well, you're busy, and then on another night, somebody else holds her down.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, then you have Anthony, where I don't want him thinking that whoever he gets with, she's expected to be in the kitchen because he grew up seeing his sister and his mom in the kitchen while he and his dad sat on the couch. Like, that's a no. So it's a both-way thing because I don't want her thinking she does all the chores in the house. And I don't want him thinking that he's expecting somebody else to do all the chores in the house.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Everybody makes a fucking mess in the house. So everybody should be able to clean the house and partake.
And it gets real when she gets on her cleaning mode or I get on my cleaning mode. It's like all hands on deck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important too for them to see that. And then just the dynamic, the relationship.
We're cleaning, not I'm cleaning.
we are cleaning. Mm-hmm. And by we, it's us and the kids, even the dogs. I wish I could teach the dogs how to pick up their own toys. I really wish.
It's pretty cool. We're not saying that we have the formula to perfecting everything. We're just a work in progress.
We're figuring it out.
We will always be a work in progress.
But at least we're on the same page.
You know what's important too? We got into the habit of saying grace before dinner. We have dinner as a family. The kids see that. In the beginning, like, nobody wanted to pray. Even myself, like, I didn't know what to say. Now it's like we're fighting to see who's going to say grace, which is amazing. Who's starting it? Even my son, our son Anthony, he wasn't with it in the beginning.
He got shy.
He didn't want to say it. Now he'll say, all right, we got to say grace. Like, if we go to pick up the fork, they're both down our throats. Like, hey!
Mm-hmm. And then we go on around the table where it's like, does anybody else want to say something? Yeah. And everyone else could highlight something.
But just to bring it back so we don't get too far off, the importance of staying aligned with your partner, taking this time. Like, we've had a great trip. You know, we shared a lot of laughs, shared a lot of awesome moments. I got to see the sunset. I woke up one day to see the sunrise, but I just didn't make it in time. But little things that, you know, both of you like, you know, lean into that, enjoy each other, celebrate each other.
That's what we're doing, because nobody else celebrates us.
Yeah, we're having a party at our house. We're inviting friends and family.
Celebrate us.
My mom is with the kids right now. She flew down from New York. So she'll be in town, which makes me very happy, because typically I don't have any family around. It's all usually her family or I have a friend. And my boy, JP, not Morgan.
He's coming to the hangout.
He's coming down too. So we're already talking about content, and we're on a cruise. The wife didn't hear nothing about that yet, but he hit me up. He said, yo, we got to do content when I'm there, this, that, and third. But he's been my friend for 15 years, and he's family. And I have my boy City there, of course. But yeah, we're super excited about everything, super excited about the future. We booked another cruise with us and the kids for later in the summer.
It's a fancier one.
So one thing, and I'm not going to talk down about Carnival, because Carnival has been awesome to us. But typically, you know, people will talk down on Carnival. Carnival is a great place to start cruising. So if you start with just Carnival, it's going to be amazing because it's your first time on it. Now we're going to go and see other ones. We're going to do MSC, see how that goes. And then we'll go from there. But cruising is super dope. Super dope. I love being in the ocean.
It's beautiful. It's nice not seeing anything. And the first night that we were here, you could hear the ocean waves hitting like the cruise.
No, I was going to say, it's another thing. Like, the fact that the first time we came out, we booked a balcony room, so we were up high.
I like the balcony.
I didn't.
The weather, it was a storm.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy the balcony.
But when I would go out on the balcony, you would get splashed. And we were already on the ninth floor,
yeah.
We were already up there, so. But I would get splashed.
The second time we did it with the kids, we just did a
ocean view room.
Ocean view room, and we weren't risking it. Same thing this time.
And then this time, because you don't like the balcony, it gives you the heebie-jeebies. So at that point, I was like, I'd rather come up here for free than to spend a couple of $100 just to get the balcony if you're not even going to go on there with me.
Yeah, and then we got these little patches, if I still have it.
You still have it. Mine washed off. When I got out of the shower, it was like over here.
Yeah, for motion sickness. Then it was like, what, $10?
Yeah, like on Amazon.
The first time
I ordered it last year, and it's still not expired. So that's why I still have.
The first time we came out, she had brought Dramamine, and it's not drowsy. It still got me drowsy. Like the first day we had gotten
here. But it didn't say not drowsy. That's what got us.
By the way, these are edible. I've been dying to bite it.
Oh, look, I already kind of an accident.
But super excited about the future. Just wanted to go ahead and do a podcast episode here on the actual cruise. I think it's super dope.
We can give advice now. Relationship-wise, we've been married 10 years.
10 years. Going to be together for 13. Two kids. Two dogs.
House, our name only. Cars, our name only. So it's like we did it ourselves.
Yeah, no co-signs.
No co-signs. We could give advice. But nobody wants to hear it, even. They don't want to hear it.
but we'll start wrapping up this episode with just saying the shirts are out. Thank you to everybody who's ordered one.
This is the most I've drank in a very long time.
She starts talking her shit when she starts getting a little tipsy.
No. When I get up, watch. I'll be like, leave.
Damn, I was going to say something.
Your shirts are out?
Shirts are out. No, and I was going to say... damn, babe. Oh, I was going to say what we were saying in the beginning. Like, don't wait for anybody to celebrate you.
For yourself. Be a champion for each other. Like,
yeah, don't wait for anybody else to do it.
This woman right here, a woman.
Who?
Always puts me into perspective when I get a little down and I'm not getting, like, you know, the support or whatever it may be from the outside world. And she always puts me back in line. And she's like, you don't need anybody to support you. You know, she's never said it this way, but she's like, it's basically like, you got us. Like, you got your family here. So much to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we'll celebrate. And then she'll say that. So, like, you want to go out to eat? You want to do this? You want to, like, and that's what it is. It's like, if you have a partner as beautiful and as amazing as my wife, you know, you'll be in tune and aligned, and you can make plans to celebrate yourself, and you should. Don't ever hesitate celebrating yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will, and then you'll feel...
It's wasted time. That's what I'm saying. Celebrate yourselves. Get out of that moment of sulking and feeling bad.
Don't put yourself heavy.
And go do it yourself.
If you don't like cursing, it's...
Vibe with yourself.
She came up with that one.
Vibe
with yourself heavy.
Yeah.
And then don't... No shame in your game. Fuck that. Celebrate yourself. Root for yourself. Be your own champion. There's nothing wrong with that. If nobody else is going to do it, you could do it. And it's a beautiful thing, because it also gives you that confidence that we all need, that you don't need anybody. And people see that. People envy it.
And then they don't like you even more. So
yeah,
it's
crazy. It's crazy. Damn, talk your shit, man. Talk your shit. Facts. By the way, she could recite, like, Mobb Deep lyrics, Wu-Tang lyrics, things like that. And it's crazy because we went out to
a
club.
Queens, don't get it twisted.
We went out to a lounge one time. And this is, I don't know if we were boyfriend and girlfriend just yet.
We were not.
But we were dating. So they throw on some ill Mobb, I think it was Mobb Deep, right? Wu-Tang? What was it?
It was Juicy by Biggie.
No. This was like a song that I didn't even know. That's what I was like, I fell in love at that moment.
Oh.
I think it was Wu-Tang. It was a Wu-Tang song.
It was Cream.
Huh?
Cream.
Probably. But I don't know the lyrics to that song. I know the song.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was singing Cream.
Cash,
the Wu-Tang
was everything
song.
Around me. Cream.
I looked at her and I was like, I'm in trouble. I'm going to give you two babies.
I grew up on the crime. No. Yeah, I grew up on the crime side. The New York Times
side.
Staying alive as Zodiac.
No. Yeah. What is it? Mom's bounce. Like, oh, man. So we moved to
Shadowland.
Break one.
Okay.
The chef. But, yeah, man. Just wanted to hop on here real quick with my wife. My lovely wife.
So, hi to everybody. Fuck everybody else.
Fuck with yourself heavy. Vibe with yourself heavy.
And you can hate that we're on a cruise. With edible straws.
Yeah, we're
doing strawberry daiquiri while you're probably at work.
Oh, man.
Dude, you work tomorrow because it's Sunday. I don't work tomorrow. I'm on a cruise, bitch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's been awesome.
We're going to go to the buffet now.
And eat some food.
Again.
This is super dope. But peace and love to everybody out there. Thank you for being on the episode once again.
You're welcome, baby.
Love you.
Fuck
with yourself heavy. Hit me up for shirts. Right now I have no actual platform to put them out with, like an Etsy or anything like that. It's really just Cash App, Zelle. And as soon as I get back to home base,
to the States,
I'm gonna start packing them out so that way you guys can receive them and tag me on those pictures. Anything you want to leave off with?
Nope.
I'm sorry, the Mr. Madrid show, you're gonna be on it. You want to say anything?
Bye, Mom.
You too.
Good night.
Take care.
Are we gonna go get some food now?
You said hi, mom, by the way. So, mom, what's up? You said.
Hey, good boy. All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.